For nearly 1,000 years, the jury system has been a cornerstone of British justice. The most serious crimes are judged by ordinary men and women. But no one ever sees how they reach their verdicts. So we created a case and put a man on trial for murder.
We had the unfortunate job in explaining to him that his wife had died.
And his reaction to that, please?
Very little.
An experienced judge will preside over the court. The accused will be prosecuted and defended by the country's leading barristers. And a randomly selected jury will decide his fate. Antarctica, the continent of the penguins. Busy little Adelaides, stately emperors, and their close relatives, the king penguins. Summer is already giving way to the long winter night. The first storms of autumn are a warning. Penguins head for the warmer north. The emperors alone stay put. In 90-mile-an-hour winds and temperatures of 50 below, they lay their eggs. How do these birds cope with such extreme weather? And as the climate begins to change, what lies ahead for the penguins of the Antarctic? Like many other philosophers who have greatly extended our knowledge of nature, Galileo had a remarkable aptitude for the invention of instruments designed for philosophical research. To facilitate his practical work, we find that in 1599 he had engaged a skilled workman who was to live in his house and be constantly at hand to try the devices, which were forever springing from Galileo's fertile brain. Among the earliest of his inventions appears to have been the thermometer, which he constructed in 1602. No doubt this apparatus in its primitive form differed in some respects from the contrivance we call by the same name. Galileo at first employed water as the agent. Its expansion was the basis of the measure of temperature.